Good morning. This is Tactical Temptress with your Urban Prepper Daily Briefing for Monday, July 6th, 2026. A lot came through the community this weekend, so let's get into it. Today, we've got content covering food and pantry preparedness, skills and field knowledge, everyday carry and gear, homesteading, and some interesting discussion around going analog with your communications and technology setup. Let's go. We're going to start in the kitchen. Specifically with flour. Rose Red Homestead put out a video on baking bread with fresh milled whole grain flour, and this one is worth your attention if you've been storing whole grains in your pantry rather than processed white flour. The video walks through specific strategies for getting a high-rise loaf out of fresh milled grain, including how to convert an existing white flour recipe to work with whole grain. There's a full recipe in there. 432 grams, 3 cups of fresh milled flour, and she takes you through what changes when you're working with that kind of flour versus what you'd buy off a grocery shelf. If you've got a grain mill in your prep setup and you've been wondering how to actually use it effectively, this is exactly the kind of practical, technique-driven content that fills in those gaps. Staying on the food side for a moment, over in the Rising Voices section of the community, Wicked Prepared put out a video on building a frugal prepper pantry at Aldi. The focus is on budget-conscious emergency food storage and long-term food supply options available at that store specifically. If you're looking at stretching your prep budget without sacrificing quality or variety, that one has a specific, actionable angle worth checking out. Now let's shift to skills, and I want to start with something close to home. The Urban Prepper channel dropped a video this weekend that hits on something a lot of us underestimate. It documents what happened when a casual day hike at Crystal Mountain turned into a 3.5-hour ordeal after a wrong turn. We're talking about a 9-year-old, a grandfather, and a trail that looked easy on paper. What the video gets into is why even short hikes need at least a baseline of preparation. Navigation awareness, what to do when you realize you're off course, and how fast a simple afternoon outing can turn stressful without a few basics in place. It's one of those real-life stories that makes the abstract feel very concrete, very fast. On the water side, and this is a short format piece, but it carries a solid lesson, Primitive Camping and Bushcraft put out a quick video on the difference between filtering and purifying water in the backcountry. The key point they make: filtering removes visible particulate. Purifying is what actually makes water safe to drink. Treating those two steps as interchangeable is a mistake, and that mistake can get you sick in the field. Worth keeping in your back pocket as a reminder, especially heading into summer hiking and camping season. That same channel also put out a second short on what they're calling the Bushcrafter's Way, the value of experience and hands-on learning over gear acquisition. The description is brief, but the message is clear. Time in the field builds the kind of knowledge that no product can replace. Dave Canterbury also published this weekend a catch and cook video built around crappie, cornbread, and coffee, all prepared in a camp setting. Fresh fried fish, homemade cornbread baked over a campfire, and coffee. It's a practical demonstration of a complete camp meal from catch to plate using traditional skills. If you're working on your camp cooking repertoire or your fishing to food pipeline, Canterbury is always walking through the actual mechanics of how it gets done. Now let's move into everyday carry and gear. Gideon's Tactical put out a short piece this weekend spotlighting V-Air Adventure field watches, specifically the Tactical Field Watch line. The content is a partnership piece, but it's centered on what makes a field watch suited to rugged, practical use. Watches come up in the preparedness community regularly because analog timekeeping doesn't require a battery charge, a signal, or a screen, and a purpose-built field watch can handle conditions that will destroy a smartwatch. If you're thinking about the watch on your wrist as part of your everyday carry rather than just a lifestyle accessory, that video puts Veyer's offering in front of you for consideration. From Canadian Prepper, there's a video up right now on a specific item being framed around SHTF utility and potential legal restrictions. The description doesn't get into detailed prep application, so I'm going to give it one mention and move along. That's not territory we dig into here. But if that subject line speaks to you, the link is on the channel. Let me pivot now to something that's been circulating in the communications and tech space. The Tech Prepper put out an update this weekend on what he describes as going more analog. Specifically, replacing internet-dependent systems and infrastructure in his personal setup with analog alternatives. He doesn't go deep on the specifics in the description, but the framing is clear. Reducing dependency on connected digital systems and building toward analog redundancy, given how much of everyday life and preparedness communication runs through the internet, the idea of deliberately building around that dependency is a conversation more people in this community are starting to have. The Tech Prepper is walking through his version of that project in real time. Now over to homesteading and off-grid living. A good amount of content came through this weekend from across the homesteading world. Homesteady put out their latest from Alaska, homesteading off the grid in what they describe as the wilds of the state, with a new week of projects underway. Alaska homesteading operates on a completely different scale of challenge than most lower 48 setups. And if you follow that channel, you know each weekly update covers the kind of problem solving that comes with extreme remoteness and extreme weather. Ashley Han, Adventures Off Grid, and published a garden prep video from Humber River, focused on tilling, raking, and getting beds ready for another growing season. Practical, ground-level work that anyone running a productive garden can relate to, off-grid or not. Building a Dream is documenting the framing phase of a shipping container home build, specifically using steel framing inside a container structure. Container homes are a real option in the alternative housing and off-grid resilience space, and watching a build unfold step by step is one of the better ways to understand what that process actually involves. Our Self-Reliant Life put out a quick, budget-focused build video, a wire and straw wall, built in about 3 hours for under $30. Natural building materials, low cost, low tool requirement. That combination sits right at the intersection of self-reliance and accessibility. And 0A11 Remote Homestead out of Northern BC ran a live session this weekend covering daily homestead life, feeding animals, the rhythm of off-grid living with family. If you're drawn to the real-time, unedited side of homestead life, that channel does daily live content straight from their property. Now for Full Spectrum Survival. That channel has two videos up this weekend, and both are built around geopolitical scenarios, grid collapse framing, and conflict escalation. That's not territory we cover in this briefing, but if that angle is something you follow, the channel is there, and they publish twice daily. Black Scout Survival also published this weekend with a title centered on civil unrest scenarios. Same situation, not where we spend our time here, but the channel is active if that's your focus. Let's spend a minute on some of the other voices putting out content this weekend. Aussie Prepper put out a talk format video on 5 things Australians specifically should be doing right now in terms of preparedness. The framing is regional and direct, prep talk geared at the Australian context, covering pantry, community, and general readiness. If you have followers or family in Australia, or you're just interested in how the prep conversation runs in a different regulatory and geographic environment, that one is worth a look. Mike Tango Whiskey built out a 1-pound Possibles pouch, a lightweight, compact carry kit for emergency scenarios. The video documents the build for a channel giveaway, but the value is in watching the thought process behind what goes into a minimal weight-conscious kit. What do you put in 1 pound? What makes the cut and what doesn't? That's a useful exercise regardless of whether you're entering the giveaway. Frontier Preppers put out a short format piece in their ongoing series, 5 things you need right now, number 3 in the series. The description references backup power as part of the list. The rest isn't detailed out in available information, but the channel is consistent in its focus on tangible preparedness items. Zay and Nye added a new animal to their off-grid homestead this weekend, a new addition to their operation, which they introduce in the video. Livestock and animals are a significant part of off-grid food production and self-sufficiency, so if you follow along with their homestead journey, the new episode is live. Another homestead kicked off what they're calling their biggest homestead project yet. Heavy groundwork as the first stage. No detail on what the project is, but the channel has been building toward large-scale infrastructure, and this looks like the beginning of something major. On the community discussion side, Reddit was quiet over the holiday weekend with no threads flagged for coverage today, and no podcast episodes came through. We'll be back with that segment as soon as the community gets moving again for the week. Stepping back and looking at today's content as a whole, the thread running through most of it is practical skill building. From fresh milled bread baking to backcountry water treatment to camp cooking to the real world lesson of getting lost on a simple day hike, the community was putting out content this weekend that focuses on doing, not just accumulating. That's a good place to be. This briefing is produced by the Urban Prepper Channel. I'm Tactical Temptress. Thank you for starting your Monday morning with me. Stay sharp, stay ready, and I'll see you tomorrow.